Early May in Boston. There's nothing else like it. After almost 6 straight weeks of apocalyptic rain, the sky had suddenly turned an all but forgotten blue. The temperature had risen to the miraculously high 60s, and best of all, the outdoor dining area at my boyfriend's restaurant was finally open. Josh Driscoll, love of my life, was the executive chef at the 5-month-old Newbury Street restaurant, Simmer. And tonight, for the first time ever, Simmer's fortunate patrons would be able to savor the fruits of Josh's culinary genius while dining on the sidewalk patio. When Josh had called me earlier today, he'd practically been singing into the phone. "Chloe Carter, my lovely lady, you better get your ass down here to the patio tonight. It's going to be nice." Josh's spring fever was highly contagious. I was as excited as he was. As Josh's girlfriend, I obviously had a major in at Simmer. Even so, my friends and I had had to wait 45 minutes for an outdoor table that could accommodate all 5 of us. The 5 of us being me, my best friend, Adriana, her fiancé, Owen, my social work school buddy and teaching assistant, Doug, and his new boyfriend, Terry. Newbury Street restaurants were jammed tonight. The good weather seemed to have awakened everyone from hibernation, and all the outdoor eateries in this high-end area were packed with diners. Simmer was no exception. As we waited inside for a patio table, I looked around and, as I'd done before, felt amazed at how beautiful the place had turned out. I'd been around while Gavin Seymour, the owner, had been renovating the location, and I'd seen Simmer at its worst, with electrical wires dangling from the ceiling, holes in the walls, and floors made of crumbling concrete. Now, beautiful dark brown tiles covered the floor, modern light fixtures hung from the high ceilings, and wood moldings framed the textured walls. Gavin had wanted to create what he'd called a worldly feel to the restaurant. He'd been eager to have the decor and the ambiance announce that Simmer's menu wasn't limited to one style of cooking, but was inspired by cuisines from around the globe. The room was filled with square tables and high-backed chairs. Because Josh had helped Gavin to pick out the china, the glassware, and the silver, I knew that all of it had been as expensive as it looked. Votive candles placed at each table gave the room a mellow glow and flattered everyone's complexion. I loathe eating at restaurants where the lighting casts a yellow tone or a weird shadow on my face. No matter how good the food is, it's hard to enjoy myself if I'm worried about resembling a ghoul. And God forbid one not look sensational on Newbury Street, right? The problem with coming here to see Josh all the time was that I felt obliged to dress up. I mean, everyone in this sophisticated section of Boston was either independently loaded or living off someone else's money and, in either case, was a regular customer at Barney's. There was hardly an uncoiffed head of hair, a manicured hand not weighed down with Cartier jewelry, or a wallet not busting with platinum credit cards. I was torn between feeling totally nauseated by the disgusting display of wealth and pathetically eager to look as if I belonged. My deceased uncle Alan's monthly stipend kept me easily afloat, but I didn't have the money to go flinging bills around at Agnes B. and BCBG. I'd long ago run out of appropriate outfits to wear to Simmer, and did my best to make my TJ Maxx pants look like Chanel. Granted, there was a gap on Newbury Street, but there were hardly streams of diners here in oversized hooded sweatshirts. It always took me at least an hour to get out of my apartment when I was going to Simmer. It never occurred to me to leave without pressing my wavy red hair between the burning blades of my flat iron. People on Newbury Street did not have frizz. And then I had to spend 20 minutes pretending that my L'Oreal makeup actually was from Paris, all the while slathering my blue eyes with brown liner and trying to color my pale cheeks a fresh from Barbados bronze.